Hello, everyone. Welcome again to Heart. The Lord our God loves us, and He speaks to us individually in our hearts. He speaks to us collectively by men of God and women of God often. And those who have ears to hear and are receptive to the Word of God, they have faith, and they can make the day. They can go forward against all odds. They can go forward when the enemy has them outnumbered and everything looks bad. They'll make the day anyway. And not only that, not only do they win, they pray for their enemies so they can get in the kingdom of God and win as well. I can truly say I have no ill against any person on the face of the earth. If I have any problem with anybody, any strife, it's unknown to me, to my mind, and to my heart. I have forgiven every soul. And I don't just pray for the politicians I like. I pray for all of them. And that doesn't make you popular. People want you to love who they love and hate who they hate and see things the way they do. But when you look to the Lord, you see things as they truly are. Not just how you're governed to believe. Not just how you're groomed. Sometimes people don't grow in the Lord and their insight is not according to God's insight. The only way to make the right adjustment is to receive His word and obey it. That's the only way to learn, to receive what God is saying and act on it. Practice it. And then you'll say, oh, now I see. It happened to Job. Job said, I heard about the Lord from the hearing of the ears. And that's when he defeated Satan. He wouldn't turn on God like Satan thought he would. But he held fast. He didn't understand what was happening. He couldn't read Job 1 and 2. Everything in his life went wrong and failed. Everything was brought to failure. And he didn't know why. He was used to success. He learned how to abound. And now he's abased all at once. In one day, he's abased. In one day, his life is destroyed and devastated. And the next day, his body was destroyed, basically. Just enough for him to live. He was hurting all over. He didn't even look like a man anymore. And he still didn't understand why everything happened. And to make matters worse, his friends that he looked up to. Now, his friends were much older than him. His friends was older than his father. Actually, his friends was about his grandfather's age. So he made good friends, and they came when nobody else would come. And the people that he looked up to the most and his best friends, they came when nobody else would come. And they sat with him. And they tried to help him. But they didn't see what he saw. He held fast to the relationship he had with the Lord. He went on what he already understood. And he stood. And in trying to encourage him, and Satan using their lack of knowledge, because the good things that they said that are basically true in life, just didn't happen to apply to Job at the time the way that they saw it. And this was instrumental in discouraging him. And the enemy was trying to drive him to depression. See, when you're depressed, it absorbs the word. Worry absorbs the strength you already have. He was already devastated because he said, the things I greatly feared has come upon me. But he still had trust in God. He trusted the character of God. And he didn't charge God foolishly. He didn't believe God was behind this. He knew that his change would come. And he knew that he did everything that he knew in his heart to be true. Just like I said, there's nobody on the face of the earth that I haven't forgiven. And I pray for them. I want them to succeed just like God wants me to succeed. And there's some politicians that do things I definitely despise, but it's not personal. I don't hold them. I hate the sin, but I don't hate the person. And I pray for the person. The person can still get saved if they're still breathing. If they have not died, they can become a believer. And they can be rescued. And that's my greatest desire for everybody. Even the despicable things that they've done. And if they don't get saved, they're going to be destroyed. Especially the ones who voted in abortion. If they want forgiveness, they can get it. But if they hold fast to the world, they will be utterly destroyed. It'll be better for a millstone to be tied around their neck and them cast into the ocean alive. Because when they go to hell, it's going to be bad. And I know this. I've been there. And the Lord showed me a portion, but he showed others more of what happens in hell, more in depth than what I experienced, what I saw. I just saw a glimpse, but there are people who went there and saw greater depths of hell. And it's bad, and I know it's true. I've been fighting Satan since 83 when I first got saved, and even more so after 87 when I got called to the ministry. And I know that the devil is desperate, and he's desperately trying to convert people back to the world, his world machine. He even got preachers saying, once saved, always saved. That's a doctrine of Satan. The only way once saved, always saved is true is if you stay in the love of God. That's the only way to defeat the world system is operating continually by the word, by the love of God. That's where your faith comes from. And people who walk in love, they receive more of God's word, so they automatically have greater faith, and they already have a greater conversation, and they don't complain. Now, I want to see everybody go forward, and they can. In him, you can do all things. You can be forgiven of all your wicked sins, and God can help you. But when people turn back, they turn their shoulder because they turn their heart, and now they are in trouble. And I know this. In real time, I know this. And I know that there are many people that I love and care about. They're choosing not to go to heaven. They're choosing the worldly way. But I don't fear for them. I just want them to get in on the goodness of God. See, the cost has already been paid. And because our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ paid a high cost, he paid for everybody's sins. Everybody who gets saved, they win. I want people to win. And I want people to go forward in the Lord and know him. God is good. I enjoy the Lord. I'm not just trying to stay out of hell hoping I don't go to hell. I don't live that way. I love God. That problem is solved. The blood of Jesus rescued me. I am saved. I'm not trying to be saved. I'm not trying to stay saved. I am saved because I love God, and my faith is on. My faith has been on since 1983. My faith in Christ is on. And I love him. And I won't take it back. So I go forward. I'm going forward in the Lord, not backwards. And I'm going to see the Lord face to face. He's my Savior, and I love him. And I want to do all this in his heart. I want to go forward in him. And I want to be a blessing to my brothers and sisters. A lot of people are desiring the coming of the Lord right now. They don't want to be here anymore. But people need to get saved. And this is where I can help. When I go to heaven, I have fun. But I can help people now. I can preach now. My anointing is here now. And I can make a difference today. And that's what I desire to do. I rejoice to see people blessed. I rejoice to know that people are going to live forever. And the Lord will return. He will return soon enough. I'm going to live forever. I'm good to go. When it's time for the rapture to happen, I'll be ready, and then I'll leave, and I'll be happy to go. I don't want to be here after Christ come and get his church. But I'm going to live forever. I got time on my hands. I'm already in the kingdom of God. And I want everybody I know to be willing to be in the kingdom of God as well. I know God is good. I'm not trying to figure that out. That's truth. And I thank God for it. But when it comes down to your life, God has your back. If you stay in the love of God, you fulfill the law. If you stay in the love of God, you can learn. If you stay in the love of God, you can receive more knowledge from more people. Proud people only receive from people that they esteem highly. I can receive from a child because I got inside information. I know that God put a deposit of himself in everybody. They got part of his knowledge somewhere. And when they get saved, it's activated. And even when they're unsaved, they just use the knowledge wrong. There are people out there that can do some amazing things. Some people they can do math like nobody I ever seen. Some people are born knowing how to play complicated instruments. Some people can do equations. Some people have the gift of gab. They can express knowledge so wonderfully. I had a friend that he was that way. Ron Coleman, he used to get people off drugs. He was a drug counselor. And he was so eloquent in his speech. And I love the people of God. And I love to see what man can do. I like to see God's handiwork on his people. And I want to see more of it. It's available. When you're not proud and when you love people, everything makes more sense. You can see things in real time as it really is. As it really is. And the love of God is good, folks. I want to see the Lord do more in the lives of his people. He's a great and mighty God. Great in power and mighty indeed. And nothing is impossible. Nothing is impossible with him. And then Paul picked up and said, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. We don't serve a dead God. And never make the mistake of looking at God as you do worldly politicians and kings and presidents. He's not like them. And I wish they were like him. But he loves everybody. Not saying that some of the earthly kings and presidents don't. And I pray for all of our presidents. Even after they leave office, I pray for them. I want the best for God's for people. These were leaders in our country. They went under tremendous satanic warfare. And some of them may not have known how to fight Satan. Some of them were used by Satan. But God still loved them, and I do too. And I don't want any of our presidents to perish. I want them all to go to heaven. See, when you repent, you're not wrong anymore. After Paul got saved, he stayed in the love of God. And he did no more damage after he got saved. Once he got saved, he did it right. And not out of guilt. He did what was right. He did things out of love. There's no condemnation in the kingdom of God. Now, just like we know in part, that means we also do things in part. We don't fulfill every need out there. Some Christians have never fed the hungry. Some have never visited anybody in jail, but they preached the gospel. They prevented people from going to jail. And they taught people the love of God, and they learned how to make their money and not go hungry. We all do something. As long as you at least do what God gave you to do and minister life to people, we are ministers of reconciliation. The least we could do is live a holy life and love everybody back. If we live by the love of God, we're going to do some good. People will get saved. They will be blessed. A dim light is better than no light. And there's no condemnation. If you want to do more, draw near to the Lord in love. Operate in the love of God. If you feel like you're doing nothing, go in the presence of the Lord and learn. Don't try to just do something. Sometimes people try to get you to do what they're doing, or they try to do what they think you should do. But I'm here to tell you now, if you really want to make a difference, praise God, worship God, draw near to the Lord. That's how you make a difference. At that point, you're receptive and you can learn and you can be enhanced. And whatever you're doing, whatever you have, God can use and supply somebody. And it'll make the day. It'll make the difference. And you can go forward. Don't hold back. We don't owe the world anything. And the people you did wrong while you were worldly, you ask the Lord to forgive you. Now forgive yourself. And when you see the people you did wrong, ask them to forgive you. Write them a letter, acknowledge that you were wrong, that you sinned, you regret it, and ask them to forgive you anyway. Because if they forgive you, they get their power back. If you forgive yourself, you get to live. If God forgave you, you need to forgive yourself. Sometimes people ask God to forgive them, but they hold on to their sin. They don't forgive themselves. And then they don't forgive them. And even if they forgive others, you still got to forgive you. And go forward and stop looking backwards. If there was no devil and if there was no temptation in the world, you probably wouldn't have did what you did. If you would have been taught right in the first place, you would have had no reason to do what you did. Sometimes people sin because they're curious. But when you see the Lord for who He is, you don't have to even be curious against what's against God. You don't have to be worldly curious anymore. I'm going to put it this way. If you lived a good life, if you got saved as a child, you never did drugs, you never experimented with sex, you never did anybody wrong, you never robbed or stole from anybody. You were a Christian from the time you were born, or from a child. Because you have to believe on Jesus to be a Christian. And you did what God, what the word said, do. And then the enemy will try to make you feel like you're missing out on something. And when you help with all the miserable things other people have done, and they try to make you feel, well, you're just a good at two shoes. You don't know what it's like to sin. You didn't miss anything. If you look around the world, everybody that loved the world, they had a hard time and their life don't work. Take it from them. Their life don't work. Just take it from them. You don't have to go reinvent the wheel. And you don't have to find out how miserable they are. You don't need to know that. That's a good thing. They having a hard time because Satan got his foot on their neck. Now don't let him swindle you into putting his nasty foot on your neck. You know, the world is just sewer waste. That's all it will ever be. And the enemy used his lying illusion skills to make it look good, but it's no good. It's just sewer waste. And you don't want sloppy sewer waste on you. You don't need it. It's not good. Other people are miserable, and they don't understand, and they talk more than they listen. You just have to let all that old stuff go. It's not even worth your time. But the love of God is. The love of God is good. It's not hog pen mire. The love of God is good. And you will be put to the better. Everybody that gets saved, they don't always realize how good things are going to get. They don't see the future yet. Now you can read about it and use your imagination. and ask God to show it to you. If you're in the kingdom of God, you can go to heaven now and look and see your future. But I'm here to tell you, it's good. Everybody who has ears to hear, they receive God's word. And then they have faith for what he's saying. And the just shall live by his faith. Receiving God's word is the main. That's when you first hear, to soften your heart. Don't harden your heart against God. Because when you soften your heart, that's when you put everything in motion. You receive the love of God in you. You receive his word. You have more to you understand greater. And then you speak it. You act on it. You obey the word of God. And things are in motion. And I thank God for it. You put something in motion that cannot be reversed. And Satan can't stop it. I like that. He can't stop it. Your name is written in heaven, and you can bless the people that were once that was once contrary to you. Let me tell you about something. When people turn their heart from the wickedness of this world to the life of God, they become friendly. They become a blessing and an asset. They become people who would give their life for others. They become like the soldier that dives on the grenade to save his friend. The same man that was a terrorist and robbed everybody and killed everybody and tried to throw people in jail, contended for the faith and was martyred himself. Apostle Paul. He became what was necessary. He became what God needed. And if he could do it, you can do it. If I can do it, you can do it. If anybody can do it, you can do it. People don't get saved because they're smarter. They get saved because they receive God's word. Even a person that's grown and don't read, they never was taught to read. They had a problem learning just to read. When they get saved, they may die never knowing to read. And even if they do, in heaven they will learn. They're going to live forever. And in just a short while in heaven, they'll be more intelligent than anybody on earth. Over time, they're going to be a genius because the kingdom of God is progressing. It's a progressive kingdom. We grow from glory to glory. And as he is, as Jesus is, so are we on earth. We grow from glory to glory. We're out of the sewer mire. We're into the clean air of God. We're in the kingdom of God. And wherever we go, we can be a blessing. We were made successful. We were made just like as Jesus is, so are we in this earth. We have all the rights and privileges that God gave Jesus Christ. Our prayers are just as important. And, you know, I know it sounds weird to hear somebody say something like that. I know in life it didn't seem that way. But when you keep receiving the word of God, you're going to see what the old preacher's talking about. I remember when I looked at things quite differently. But I kept learning. And I kept growing. I kept asking questions. I kept learning. I kept growing. I kept asking questions. I kept acting on the word of God. I kept acting on the word of God. I kept speaking it. And then I found out I can control my own emotions. I can control my thoughts. I can say, if there's something lacking, I can speak with my mouth that I love God and his people. I love his word. I love his will. I love his ways, even when I don't understand them. Job didn't understand the ways of God at first. But he had a relationship with him. But after everything was over and done with, he said, I knew God by the hearing of the ears, but now the seeing of the eyes. When the Lord spoke to him out of the tornado, out of that whirlwind, Job became like another man. He had more insight. And now he knew what the problem was, because he went back and wrote, the things that I greatly feared has come upon me. That was the door Satan used to get into his life. His fear, Job's fear. Satan said that you got Job hedged about. But God said, he's in your hands. Why? Because he feared. Fear does open the door for Satan. And people don't teach that, because you have to study. The Lord pointed that out to me. In a few years after I got called to the ministry, the Lord brought that to me. How? He told me everything. He told me how. He just broke it down for me. He said Satan thought that Job feared judgment, but Job feared evil. He feared God, and he also greatly feared evil, which gave Satan place to destroy Job in the area that he feared. Fear attaches your life to Satan. If you want to be prosperous financially, health-wise, and in intelligence, just don't fear. Don't fear the worst. Don't fear being poor. Don't fear being sick, and don't fear inadequacy. Look to the Lord and heal up. Look to the Lord, you will heal up. You will receive His word, and you will see things as they truly are. And you will make a better judgment in that order. A lot of times people want God to just give them money, like a man handing you thousands of dollars. That doesn't change your precepts. That doesn't change your anything in your character. The word of God does. And see, if the Lord give you thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars, or millions of dollars, and you're in an unrenewed state, that money can destroy you. You can get puffed up with pride. You can end right back up in the sewer mouth. If you don't have the love of God for your brother, and you prosper without your merit, you didn't earn it, and you've been given all this money, and you're not trained in how to handle it, it can be a problem. God thinks of everything. I'm not trying to give God a back door. He thinks of everything, and I know this. From the time you first believe Him for whatever you ask, He puts a process in motion, because you operating by faith. He always begins on the process. But sometimes the first steps, and most of the time the first steps, is your character. You got to draw near to the Lord. Don't ask God for all this money and you're not willing to draw near to the Lord, because you're putting the backwards things first. He said, seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things will be added. God didn't forget anything. He's going to give you more. The problems that I seek the Lord for, I always got more than I asked for. Not only once or twice, but every single time. I was seeking the Lord about my problems, and I learned He deals with things from the foundation up, always, every time. He deals with the foundational problems first, every time. And then He builds. That's why you got to look to Him first. He will prosper you in your heart. You will be stable in your heart, and then the things will be added. I told a friend of mine yesterday, I said, when people grow up, when people are growing in the ways of God, they look just like the person that's not growing. There's nothing in their countenance that say, hey, that guy's smarter all of a sudden. No, he looked the same. He looked like he always did. He's just growing in the things of God. He's becoming more refined. And the people that are with him all day, they wonder, how come he don't lust after women like we do? Or why don't he talk about people and get in strife like we do? Why is he always in a good mood? That's what they see. And it's an honest love. And that kind of honest love draws people to God. When your children are going to college and learning, they're learning all kind of equations, how to solve all kind of problems. They look no different than they did when they were in high school. They laugh at the same jokes. They watch the same kind of TV programs, but they're learning and growing. And they're understanding more in their mind. Now put them in their work setting, and you'll be astonished at what they can do. But they look no different than their younger siblings. And people act like they're expected to act in their environment that they grow up in. But put them in that setting. They have order. You'll be amazed at what they can do. And then people are looking to them. And every parent needs to see their children and operate in their setting. And not only see them, they need to see them where the child can't see them. So when people are growing, God knows it. Man don't. And when you grow in the Lord, everything starts to work. And when you look to the Lord, everything starts to change from the foundation up. And he's preparing you to receive whatever it is you ask for. If you ask for it, it's just like it's important to you, it's important to God. And he'll help you do the things that's necessary or the things you want. He said, seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, all things will be added. That's a promise you can believe. If you receive it, it's yours. Now I'm out of time, but the Lord is not. He'll continue to mightily move in your life and throughout your life. Till next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you.